today's No Sweat News. Here for you now, final three stories that could score you tickets for Artie Lang's show at the Basie next January.
I'm pretty pumped up. Pretty pumped up to see Artie Lang.
Fun, right?
And I think Alive got into my system right there.
And I can tell you, the first two stories come from the "What the hell is wrong with that guy's" file.
Okay.
Here's this first guy. Somebody called 911 in Rock Island, Illinois on Monday afternoon to report a guy was floating down the Mississippi River on a big log.
On a log?
Yeah, he was going old school, like Huckleberry Finn style.
Yeah, right. Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer.
The police department said, oh my God, he's going to drown. He's on a log in the middle of the mighty Mississippi. So they went out and they rescued him. And when they pulled him into their boat, they asked what was up. And he said, well, I'm moving from Illinois to Kentucky, and I thought it would be a good way to travel. I'm going to just travel via log.
That is awesome. Did he have a backpack with, like, his clothes in it?
I think he shipped his belongings.
Oh, this guy actually rules.
The fire department suggested that
dangerous.
Maybe he should make other transportation arrangements.
Yeah, well, usually your transportation doesn't want to possibly involve drowning.
Yeah, well, drowning is...
Mississippi's rough.
Tough way to go.
Yeah, and going then, by log, and it's also kind of slow.
Traveling by log.
I will say, I know one predominant celebrity who travels by log. That's Kermit the Frog. And sometimes yeah. He even sings a Rainbow Connection while on that log.
Well, what the hell is wrong with this guy? There's this guy then in England who just got busted for calling the cops 22 times just to burp. He would call the police. They would say, hello, whatever 911 is over there. Hello, may I help you? What's the nature of your emergency?
You've reached the emergency line.
After his third call, cops decided to release some audio because they wanted to shame him, saying, hey, don't be doing this. You're wasting our time.
Okay.
But sadly for them, it backfired and became a cult hero. And then it went viral. Here's what they released.
Cash Street Emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
Hello. pardon me.
This is a serious line. This is really not necessary.
They tracked him down, and he's facing charges now for creating a public nuisance.
I thought that was Will Ferrell and Elf.
Hello.
Yes. That epic burp scene. Oh, my God.
Or a booger in Revenge of the Nerds.
That's incredible. Yeah, right.
And that's my favorite on-screen burp ever.
That's a damn good one. Shrek, by the way.
Yeah.
Shrek cleared the whole forest with his belch.
But the thing about Booger is, you know, that was real. Okay? That actor, I forget his name, that was real. That was a real burp.
That guy looked like he had all kinds of problems.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who played Booger.
Dateline California for our third and final story, last one of the week. A cop in Fresno had to stop a high-speed chase when the battery in his Tesla patrol car died.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding at all.
Well, that's
okay.
Not...
Now, you know, I love my hybrid car, and I love the idea of the electric car. Getting us off oil, I think, is a great idea.
Seems to make sense.
But maybe law enforcement should power their vehicles in the old-fashioned way. Now, here's what happened. All right. So the guy gets in the pursuit, and he realizes he's only got 8% battery left. And he called up and he radioed the other people and he said, hey, maybe someone else can take over this chase because I'm about to end up on the side of the road. Right. And that's what happened. Other units took over the pursuit. The chase was called off because it became unsafe. And then the vehicle was found abandoned in San Jose and the dude was eventually picked up.
All right. That's good.
The Tesla was not fully charged at the beginning of the shift, the police spokesman said. This unfortunately happens from time to time, even in our vehicles that run on gasoline, if they're not refueled at the end of a shift. So
Gotcha. Apparently
even gas-powered police cars run out of gas. I never heard of it.
You know what? That makes sense. Make sure you refuel that vehicle, I suppose. Yes.
So that's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you. It's just kind of funny. Ran out of battery.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a toy.
Yeah.
Or you know what it reminds me of? Almost like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Somebody wind up the police car. I got to go on a chase. Tomorrow we'll do the No Sweat News quiz. Artie Lang tickets up for grabs. I'll read you four stories. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News this week. One I'm going to make up today at about 4:20. If you can spot that 4:20 story, well, then you got a great shot at winning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.